say, you know, someone buys a coat.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode.
Queer FM.
T-shirts.
Queer FM.
Socks and coffee mugs.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Queer FM. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing? Sorry, you get the answering message there.
Oh.
This is Francis Rex and Matt Namer. We're calling in for the 11:30 interview.
Oh, you're way early, but cool. We got you. Awesome. Is this the FMs?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, it's, I guess, 8:30 your time.
Well, right now it's actually 8:19, but that's all good. We got you. Cool. Let's do this.
Oh, yeah. Well, we just figured we'd call in, like, a little early, just to make sure the sound is okay and everything.
We're on the air right now, so we're going to get right into it, you know?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yes. So, your name is the FMs, and I'm understand that, you know, there's multiple different meanings for that. Now, tell the people, you know, do some explanations on the name.
Yeah, so basically, we wanted to, we came, had a lot of different sort of, like, ideas around it, but I think we wanted to really come up with something that, kind of themed around the idea of duality of gender, and so we kind of played with it in an interesting way. So we kind of came up with this idea of FMs, which is kind of short for female males or femmes, and then we sort of like kind of kept going with it and kept coming up with funny
names.
Yeah, yeah, like
fuck myself silly.
I don't think we can say that on.
Sorry.
We had some other funny things, and then we actually, the train like we take every day happens to be like FMs also, and also our names are Francis and Matt, so we have a lot of funny little things that we came up with that stand for the FMs.
Oh, awesome! Well, yeah, I like that, and also the FM dial for the radio too. That's a thing that I caught first.
Yeah, it's relevant to your world. By the way, we just wanted to thank you so much for having us on your show.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, no, this is great. I'm super happy. So I didn't really get a cool introduction from you all yet. So you're calling from New York, is that correct?
Yeah, we're calling from Brooklyn right now.
Oh, yeah, please tell us more about the band and how you all formed, you know, how long you've been working together.
Sure. Do you want to answer that one, Francis?
Well, Matt, hi, I'm Francis.
Hello.
Matt and myself, we've actually known each other since high school, and we've both been musicians in different projects. And over pretty much the last year and a half now, we started working on the FMs, and it's just been taking off from there. I play guitar and sing, and Matt plays bass and sings, and you know, we both take turns writing the lyrics and music for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Francis was actually in my, I guess, was it your first band too?
Yeah, it was our first band.
Like in high school, yeah. We had a kind of like a psychedelic stoner rock band in high school called The Violent Orange,
yeah.
Where Francis actually played drums, and
tried to play drums.
Yeah, and I played bass and sang, and but Francis's talents are like probably more with singing and guitar playing, I think.
Yeah, and when it comes in terms of that, as a female vocalist, I always like the idea of going for like a lower register. You know, Ian Curtis is one of my inspirations for singing, and I always like the idea, like Nina Simone, when you first hear her, it sounds like a man singing, so it's kind of like a switch of like gender roles, you know, and definitely works very well with this band with the androgynous feel that we have also. Style-wise,
yeah.
You know, in our fashion sense, the way we dress on stage, etc.
Ooh, awesome. Now, so do you feel sexuality and queerness and gender queerness have influenced your music in any way?
Absolutely. Like, I personally identify as gender queer. You know.
Okay.
I like to use, like, they, them pronouns. You know, same thing. Matt, how do you feel about that for yourself?
Yeah, I think... we kind of noticed that it would be interesting, like, if we were in a band with both of us as kind of lead vocalists and both of us kind of being genderqueer and queer as well. And just kind of like how coming at it from almost different directions in a sense, like me being male assigned at birth and Frances female assigned at birth, and kind of how that plays into each other and how our vocals kind of harmonize with each other.
And even the way we dress too. Like I'll wear, you know, I love to wear ties, button-ups, and not, you know.
Yeah. Whereas
whatever one of our shows, he wore like a beautiful pink tutu, you know, and you know all the bondage gear. It's very sexy. I would say it's a very like hot mix of like a cross between like David Bowie meets like Manson style.
Wow.
Cool. I like that.
Nice. Good. Yeah. Well, you definitely have to do some dressing up on stage, right? It's about the stage presence.
Of course. You know, you have to be aesthetically pleasing as well as obviously musically pleasing. You know, it has to be a full package.
Right.
I think to be successful, at least.
Some of our songs certainly touch on that theme. I think probably a lot of, not most of our songs have some kind of concept behind them in terms of like what is happening in the world today or kind of how we're feeling about different socio-political situations.
Change your men up.
Yeah, and we definitely, you know, some of them are certainly about kind of being genderqueer and what that's like.
Oh, cool. Now, so I understand that the FMs host a series of underground events on a secret ship dock in the middle of Brooklyn. Can you tell us a bit more about that? I think you were kind of alluding to that a little bit there with when you're talking about your music, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the Subvert series, that's what we call them.
Oh.
Right. We basically just sort of felt that we wanted to not just create like a musical project, but kind of also create like a culture and scene around it.
For that. So there's a lot of underground like DIY spaces that have been dying out over the years that just closed down in the city. And it's, you know, it's kind of lost that edge. And we definitely wanted to create a space where not only is there music, if there's art, you know, a good combination of people who could get together and, you know, mix. You know?
Yeah, yes. I mean, it really comes down to just having a community space where we can explore our art and kind of push the boundaries of it in a sense. The idea behind Subvert, I think, was to pretty much explore the depths of taboo and subculture in a sense, but while being able to do that and still hold a very safe space for people and still have a place where people of all genders and races and what have you can come together and feel welcomed and feel safe while still being able to explore their deepest, freakiest side of themselves.
Ooh, wow.
Because it can get pretty freaky.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I like that. So the FMs just recently released your new single, which I'm going to play, Eyes Are Suffering. The song is pretty menacing, yet also inspiring. Can you also, you know, explain the concept and the process of making the song?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It kind of started out, I was on a trip in Myanmar, actually, in the main city of Myanmar, Yangon, and I was just kind of walking around the city, and it was like a big thunderstorm, and it was kind of nighttime, and I just had this giant umbrella that I was walking around under. And the melody to the song kind of came to me as I was walking around, and I kind of sat there and recorded it into my phone. And it's just kind of cool how, you know, how these things develop, you know, from like a little seedling like that into this whole thing that, you know, we spent God knows how many hours working on it, you know, in the studio.
Even the original structure of it, you know, from the first takes that we worked on to the final process that you're going to hear in a little bit, it's definitely something that we're both very proud of, the way that it went. Even, you know, I added the guitar parts to that and the backing vocals, and it definitely changed from, like, when we first recorded it, you know.
Yeah. Well, I want to make sure people can get a hold of your music online and, you know, contact you you know, via social media. So please blast out how people can get a hold of everyone.
Yeah, we're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. We're at www.dfmsmusic.com. We're on Instagram. We have Twitter. Like, pretty much every social media platform you could think of.
Oh, yes. And we just, you tagged us on what was it, Instagram. I was amazed. You have so many followers. It's so cool.
Thank you.
That's amazing. Now, so what do you envision for the FMs in the next few years, both in terms of musically or, you know, the direction of goals and things like that you're looking ahead to? Are you going to hit the road and do some touring?
We certainly hope to.
In May, we're playing the Elements Music Festival in Lakewood,
nice.
Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Which is a big... That's, like, probably going to be, like, the biggest show that we've played so far. That would be our first out-of-state show, actually.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
Yeah, totally. We definitely have other tours planned that we want to do and playing with different acts. Definitely been focusing a lot on just kind of building our community in Brooklyn here, doing our kind of, like, underground series of events. And... since we released our last album to Makina Scene Epic in last summer, we've kind of just been nonstop in our studio, like writing stuff, and we probably have like at least about an album's worth of material now that's kind of ready to dive into the studio and record. So
mixing and
that'll be kind of exciting and just kind of seeing how our music evolves. I think that one of the things that we've sort of done with this new project is, I think it's got a little bit more of an electronic and a little bit more of a dancey feel.
Definitely, for sure.
I kind of stopped playing bass as much, and we kind of use more of a Prophet, like analog synth that we've been using a lot to make the bass lines for our songs. So it's kind of cool just to see, or hear, I guess, how the music will evolve. I kind of always feel that
you just have to keep moving forward. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over.
Right, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
If you're inspired by something, you got to just go with it. And that's the awesome part about the FMs is that Matt will come up with a tune or a you know, some music, and then I put my aspect into it, and it just comes together like that. With The Eyes Are Suffering, we actually just put out a music video for it. It's a lyric video for Eyes Are Suffering, and we're also going to have a video for Extender, which is on Machina Scene Epic.
Well, perfect. Well, yeah, we'll start following all of that. Matt Namer and Francis Rex, thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you, guys.
I'd love to have you intro the song, too. We you know, you touched on it a little bit, Eyes Are Suffering. But yes, give it a little intro. You have a brand new video for it, too. So.
Yeah, you can watch that on YouTube. We have our own YouTube channel as well.
Amazing. All right, I guess I'll go out on this. And please send me more music as soon as you've got it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us on. This was really fun.
Definitely. We'll have you on again.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling. All right. Have a great day.
Bye.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM, and we've got the FMs. Here we go. Eyes Are Suffering.
down. I still feel you in my lungs. Hold me now. I just wanted you to know.
Derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh,
everybody.
God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Everybody. Yes, you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I am DJ Denise. I'm hanging out with some amazing artists from Vancouver. Sarah Wheeler and Keely Fleming. Is that
Kelly?
Kelly. Okay. Yeah. Alrighty. Yes, we're doing great time here. Those Americans called in early, which is cool. Yeah. So we've got a lot more time to chat.
Awesome.
So yes, I'd love to talk to you first, Kelly. We'll get through your interview first, and then
sure.
We can move over to Sarah.
Yeah,
so
good.
Yeah, so the show is I'm really excited about it. I'm really happy that you've got this prepared and set up. I've got these tickets too. I wanted to quickly shout out the number 604-822-2487. Just give us a call and you can get your hands on these lovely tickets. Kelly Fleming and Friends in Concert at the Historic Theater, 1895 Venable Street in Vancouver, on Friday, April 13th. So,
yeah, yes. At the Culch.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, the wonderful Culch, which is, oh, so beautiful. I love that venue. It's so great.
Yeah, it has amazing acoustics, so we're all pretty excited about playing.
We are.
Yeah. Ooh, yes. This. So your press release says you're relaunching No Static, and you were talking a little bit about the relaunch earlier too. There were some medical reasons. Did you want to go into it, or did you want to leave that out? Or?
I can go into it.
Okay. Yeah.
A certain level. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was on tour this time last year, I guess in May in Ontario, and ended up in Emerge and
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. So I had to cancel a bunch of shows, and this show that we're doing at the Culch would have been last year sometime, so hence it's a year later. I need to take some time away and recoup and recharge and recover, and I'm back.
Definitely. I'm glad you're healthy, yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Mm-hmm. Doing this show, and then I'm going on tour again in May.
Oh, good.
I'm excited about that, too.
Wow. Where are the tour stops? Are there a couple of...
Yeah, there's some still being confirmed, we've got Toronto, Hamilton, London, Kitchener, Ottawa... And I know I'm forgetting something. Brantford, and there might be a Guelph or a Peterborough or St. Catharines or something that added on too.
Cool.
Yeah, and I'm touring with a couple of Ontario singer-songwriters, Will Gillespie and Sarah Green, so that'll be lots of fun.
Yes.
We did a few shows together last year too.
That's amazing. That's so good. You're getting out there, you know, getting your music heard by different audiences, you know. That's exactly what you want.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Definitely. And I get to do fun things like this, like come into the radio studio and talk to people, which is great.
Definitely. Yeah. Oh, wow. This is so cool. Now, so what are some of the plans on the relaunch? Like, I'm really interested in hearing.
Okay. So, well, I guess the relaunch really in Vancouver will be this show for me anyway, this coming Friday. And it's, I'm so pleased that Sarah is going to be part of the show, and also Silent Martin. And my most recent musical collaborator, Ron Yamuchi, will be there as well. And so we'll be doing, each of us will be doing our own set and our own music.
Right.
And we'll come together at the end and do a song together. And I think that'll be fun and a bit of an adventure.
That's exciting, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll have Ron playing the Culch's 9-foot grand piano, which I understand Liberace played at one point. So
history.
I think he's pretty excited about that.
Does it have a candelabra on it?
Well, that's a good idea.
If Liberace was up on that, they should definitely. Isn't his biography behind the candelabra?
It's true. It's true. It is. You know, if it's the same piano, I think if you look in on the soundboard, he actually signed it. So we'll have to check that out on Friday.
Official. So I love that.
Yeah. So you know, if somebody calls in for those tickets, they might be a huge Liberace fan, right? And they can come up after the show and have a peek in the piano.
Take a little Instagram photo of that, and you know, post it to their socials.
Yeah.
If they feel they need to.
Yeah.
First, it would need to be bedazzled.
Oh, yes. I know, right?
Yeah.
And some colors, like elaborate rainbow colors.
But mainly some glitter.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
sparkles. Yeah. Or probably a cape somehow. Somebody throw a cape
Everyone
over it.
Needs a cape.
We might have to change our costume.
Oh, right?
Set for
we're
the
gonna
night.
We're going to have to step it up.
Yeah,
there.
I think
Uh-oh.
So.
Full Liberace attire. Everybody has to come through. That's amazing.
Yeah, and maybe just one more detail I'll throw in. If we're talking about Liberace, that I've been inspired to share. the next project that Ron and I are working on is a musical. So we're in the midst of writing a musical, and we'll be playing a few of those songs on Friday night as well.
Wow.
And it's a science fiction musical.
Okay.
So I know I intro'd it and segued from Liberace. So there's no relation to Liberace other than music coming together.
Oh my gosh. Well, he signed the 9-foot piano. Yeah. That's at the college. Yes. I love that.
Yeah.
His essence is in the room still. That's awesome. Now, so tell us a little bit more. You've been talking about Ron Yamamuchi a lot. Tell us a bit more about the recording and how the musical collaboration came about.
Yeah, actually, Ron used to write for the Georgia Strait years ago.
Okay.
So he did a review of my first. I was in a band called Hazel Motes in the 90s in Vancouver. And he did a review of the first, I think, demo tape we did. In those days, it was a cassette tape. He wrote a little review, and it was a positive review. And then we met a number of years later playing drop-in hockey at Britannia. And we literally,
smacked
into each other.
That's so funny.
So,
wow.
So that's how we met. And then
Canadian.
I know.
That.
Isn't it? And we just started playing music after that.
Wow.
Together, and then met up at a friend who does these community music events at her house. She sets a theme, and then you're supposed to write a song or perform a song on a theme. And
wow.
We did that.
That's how music was born. I love to hear the backstory on things.
Yeah.
So cool. Holy. And so now tell us about the show in the East Van Cultural Center this Friday. We've been talking a lot about it. But are there any secret, sneaky things that will be coming out on your performance? Do you have a secret song or something that you haven't performed before?
A couple of songs from the musical we're writing, sure.
Okay.
And some tunes off this most recent record and probably some older tunes.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, definitely some musical songs. So we'll put those out in the world. And
good.
It's a chance for us to workshop those tunes with an audience to see how they go over. So.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Do you have any secrets that will be revealed at the show, Sarah?
Well, I have a new song that I've only performed once live that I'm going to play. And I might play it today, actually.
Yes, I'm excited. This guitar is out.
Yeah.
It's all ready to go. It's tuned up.
Look out. Yeah, it's called Monstrous.
Monstrous, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, is this on the album?
No.
Oh my
brand
gosh,
just wrote
brand
it.
New?
Only
oh
played
gosh.
One time live,
wow.
DJ Denise.
Oh my gosh, my head is gonna explode.
Whoa.
This is amazing.
It's too early. For
wow,
this.
Yeah, I know, right? Where's our coffees? Somebody,
exactly.
Where's our interns? We need interns and
Lord.
Coffees. But still, I'm really excited. Kelly, I have Carrier Motel. Or hotel, sorry.
Yes.
Hotel ready to go. This is my favorite.
Oh, is
I don't
it?
Know. Yeah.
Okay,
how do you
what
feel?
Do you like about it?
Well, the whole yes, the melodies and,
okay.
and your wonderful voice
oh,
as
thank
well.
You.
You know,
thank you.
And the whole musical arrangement. Please tell me more about how this whole song came about.
Okay, so that song came about. It was a poem.
Oh, okay.
That I wrote. It started out as just a little piece of writing. And Ron and I get together Wednesday nights and play music. So I trotted out this poem, and he's got, I don't know, hundreds and thousands of little snippets of melody around, so we just kind of put it together.
Okay.
A song was born. And the piece of writing was inspired after listening to a CBC podcast on Carrier Hotels, which are these large facilities in a few cities in North America that all of our web traffic goes through. So they're kind of like internet conditioning hubs. So it kind of controls our traffic. So it got me interested in this idea of surveillance on citizens and just how independent the internet is or not.
Okay.
So that's, and I wrote it like a bit of a hard-boiled mystery story, detective story. In the song, so
really okay. And where is this on your number of which song is your favorite and not so much?
On that record,
it's
pretty high up.
It's really
fun to sing because I can kind of rock out a bit on it.
Oh,
I can,
okay. It's one of the
get a bit big and loud. So
right. Okay, yeah. that's okay. I was curious too. I wanted to hear too how you felt about it. But yeah, okay. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm hanging out with Kelly Fleming and Sarah Wheeler. We're gonna get to Sarah in a few minutes, but you've got Carrier Hotel up right now by Kelly Fleming. Here we go.
From streetlight to streetlight, wind your way down Front Street. You dodge the net sweepers, squeeze through a choke point. You carry a message close to your heart. You carry a message close to your heart. You can kiss, but we won't tell at the Carrier Hotel. We're all a little closer to hell at the Carrier Hotel. Room on the eighth floor, warm light and machine hum greets you at the door. Stay away from the window with a little cash and a fake ID. You can be whoever you wanna be at the Carrier Hotel. You can kiss and we won't tell at the Carrier Hotel. We're all a little closer to hell. The hotel down Hudson Street is a disappearing act. Every room is full of masks. You walk out as someone else. It's the most real ever be. When you're packing your identity, Carrier Hotel.
Better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire, Cheetos, fleece material, and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute. Just visit CITR.ca/Discorder/contribute. You can grab it around town or read it at Discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Allow me to tell you about Unceded Airways.
What's that?
Isn't that some kind of indigenous radio show?
It sure is. Tell me, are you down for decolonization? Yeah. What?
I certainly wish I could hear about indigenous issues, people, and events on the radio.
You're in luck, because Unceded Airwaves talks about all these things and more every Monday morning at 11.
Music from indigenous artists and coverage of all the hot happenings in indigenous art and entertainment.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, wow. And they broadcast all this from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people?
Find out for yourself. Mm-hmm. Monday mornings at 11. Yeah. Or find episodes online at CITR.ca.
Today we're joined in the studio by the CITR program Youth.
Where you at?
But we can be dangerous.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR, and this is Queer FM. I am DJ Denise. I'm hanging out with Kelly Fleming and Sarah Wheeler. Ooh, Kelly, I don't think I had any of your social medias, too, at the end there.
Oh.
Just before. So please blast that out there so people can follow you.
Okay, so the website, tinforest.com. That's tin as in the metal and then forest as in a group of trees standing together, .com. Twitter is tinforest. Instagram, tinforestpix, P-I-X. And Facebook, Kelly Fleming Musician.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks.
That's so good. So, Sarah, wow, is in the hot seat now. Got the early morning screams. I love that.
Oh, yeah. Coming together.
Was that from the commercial where the Spence, you know, the old Spence Diamonds ones where the woman, where I don't know if it's the woman or the man screams when they get the ring or I don't know.
It's probably the man.
Okay.
Because
the man.
After they bought a diamond from Spence.
Right.
Look out.
Expensive. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, but thank you very much for coming through, Sarah. Introduce yourself. Tell people about how you've been doing and, you know, how long you've been in this music biz thing.
Yeah.
And I noticed you were involved with the Junos this year.
Yes, I just played the Junos. It was super, super fun. They had a whole bunch of events surrounding the Junos, like showcase events and stuff like that I got to play. It was super. Super fun. Really cool.
The city
great
was bubbling,
energy.
Hey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Junos was amazing. I had a great time, too. There was one event I attended, Women in Music.
Cool.
Is what they did, at the Imperial. So
who played it at?
Kim Wardle, and there was a laundry list of other people. Missy D, they were really in the urban aspect of things. So, that was
right
cool.
On.
But oh my gosh. But yes, continue. Start
What's
talking
my
about
background?
Myself.
Oh, God. My background. I'm like a singer songwriter, kind of roots based musician. But recently I've been kind of dabbling in a little bit of electronic stuff.
Ooh.
And my grandfather played with, he was a jazz piano player.
Wow.
Played with Nat King Cole, Sammy Davis Jr. Way back in the day. So I grew up with music in the house and listening to old rock and roll, country and jazz and obviously pop music,
right.
All that kind of stuff. And I just started writing when I was super young, like 13 years old, and just kept on going. Yeah, I'm partially self-taught, and I also studied some music.
That's a way to go. Wow.
Yeah, look out.
I know, right? And then, so this has been an ongoing thing since you were young. You look really young. I can't tell.
Thank you. It's kind.
How long have you been dabbling?
About 20,
Ooh,
30
okay.
years.
Okay, yeah. We're dating it now. All right. Oops. But still.
Look out.
All right.
Look out.
Yeah, usually people say, I was 13 when I picked up a guitar. But okay. That's interesting.
Yeah,
so you're a master at it then.
Well,
I
that's
heard
for
you
to judge.
Oh, well, I've been hearing you talk about your wonderful instrument in your hands now. So
this is, I work at a guitar shop in town, Rufus's Guitar Shop. Which you got to check out. It's awesome. And I have this old vintage 1952 Gibson.
Wow. That's
that I brought
wonderful.
With me today. So
right.
Try.
Yes.
Playing something on that, baby.
So pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was hearing some other stories. You could see through it. What were you talking about?
Well, it kind of looks like it's been through the war. It's been repaired many times. It's kind of little. There's light that comes through the back. And there's holes all over. It's beaten to shreds, but it sounds awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The sound that comes out of it. It's the best.
Yeah. It's got stories to tell.
If it could talk, right?
Yeah.
But still, it
can.
With its music. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord. This is like Mr. Dress-Up now.
No, okay. I love it. No, I want to get down to the details.
Let's get down.
Get down and dirty. But yes, so this show is happening, and you've been working in the city for a while too, Sarah. Like, tell us how excited you are about this Kulch event that's happening.
I am very stoked about this show. Yeah, it's rare to get the chance to play in such a beautiful theater,
right.
And I just went through some cancer treatment over the last couple of years, so I'm back in action and playing now again. So I'm just really excited to be playing with Kelly and doing all these kinds of fun things, mm-hmm. you know, around town, and been writing some new music and playing with lots of different musicians. And wow. it's just, yeah, it's going through something like that really makes you appreciate just like living it up, you know?
Right.
Stoked to rock
Definitely.
It.
Yeah, to get live on stage and you got crowds looking at you, right?
Mostly just playing the music. Oh. I'm like, yeah, I think for me, like music, the thing that really makes me tick in that way is I don't know, when I was a little kid I was really into like John Lennon and he artists like that kind of had something to say and were not just interested in playing the music is obviously super important, but they also had a message and right. had something that could kind of touch people in more than one way, you know, like
definitely
For me, music is about the connection between people.
Okay.
And, it's really important to me, like connecting with the audience and connecting with the other musicians. And, you know, people get a little wiggy. It's kind of a bummer to bring up the cancer word. But I think that it's important to, talk about the challenges that we go through, because it's... Everyone goes through challenges in life.
Definitely.
And I think, like, for me when I was little, that's what really drew me to certain artists, is, like, where you feel like they're talking about something that, maybe tough for them to go through, but it makes you feel like you're not alone if you're going right. through something tough. Mm-hmm. And I think that's hugely powerful. And music was, like, very powerful for me getting through this last little chunk of time in my life. And I just think that, you know, life is short and we have to, you know, just reach out to other people and freaking live it up and make the best of whatever we can.
For real. Yeah. That's very important. And both of you have survival stories. This is great, you know, coming back. Yeah, after adversity, you know,
we left our swords at the door.
Ooh. Yeah, we did. Yeah. Come back.
Yes, yeah, come back, kids. that's great. No, and that's inspiring too. Yeah. You know, definitely.
Totally.
Some people just get knocked down and they can't get back up after a thing like that. And you guys are so passionate, both of you.
Well, I think we're both lucky as well.
Right.
We're
very
lucky.
Yes.
Like we live in a country where we have incredible support.
Definitely.
And we're very, very lucky. Mm-hmm. But also, I think that. In this time period, social media is an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, as I went through cancer, my partner also had huge health things going on. And there was a Facebook campaign for us, and it basically allowed us to make it through that time period. Like, we never would have done it. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, a lot of people feel kind of isolated because of social media these days.
Okay.
And... they see people's Facebook or Instagram posts and, you know, everyone looks like they're living a beer commercial.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's just the photoshopped kind of version of everyone's lives. And I think that, like, it's important to talk about real stuff so that other people are like, oh, there's other people out there that are, you know, facing challenges. Just everyone is facing challenges.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have your own challenges.
Yes. There's the list.
Everyone does. And I think that, like, when we share those things, it kind of, like, humanizes everybody and brings people together in a cool way.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And that's important. I'm a strong advocate of all of those things.
Totally.
So, yeah, bringing everybody together to a community is important.
Yeah, and that's, you know, like, we're on Queer FM, you know? Like, the queer community is, you know, very, very supportive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, another thing about this time period that's kind of, I'm going to rant on this time period, baby. No, I love this time period. I'm having a great time. But there's, you know, people sometimes, like, there's a tendency to kind of divide in terms of, like, the, you know, I used to teach a queer youth group, songwriting and stuff that. And, you know, there's a tendency sometimes to get caught up now in the small details of the differences between people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we kind of have to remember that, like, the queer community is here as a positive force to unite us and bring us together and make us feel like we have a home wherever we are. And that's a thing that can springboard us into a positive life, like, because our ultimate goal is to be comfortable with ourselves wherever we are in whatever situation we're in. But we have this lovely, cozy home base. And sometimes we can get caught up in this infighting and weird stuff and crazy things going on in our society right now. But I think the most important thing is to remember that, like, why the community originally came together. And, you know, it's peace and love, baby.
So, so important.
You got a couple of hippies on here today. Jesus.
Everybody needs to hold hands and sing kumbaya. Get it. Did you want to play a little,
ditty for us? Yeah, absolutely. I think I might actually play a new tune today. Okay. Yeah, this is like the second time this song has seen the light of day. So it's, I'm very excited about it.
Getting off here.
Yeah. It's called Monstrous.
You ready?
Yep. I'm gonna shake, shake, shake the leaves out of every tree. I'm gonna make you walk like a zombie. I'm gonna cry all night like a hurricane. You can't stop me now from eating your brain. I'm a tiger out of its cage, point to the map, pick any page, ready to rumble, ready to race, cause I got outrage, I'm a brain eater. You know I never wear a wife beater. Conquer any kind of terrain, mountains, valleys, plains. You know I always be a jeepster, yeah. I am a monstrous, 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 yeah. I'm gonna shake the leaves out of every tree. I'm gonna make you walk like a zombie. I'm gonna cry all night like a hurricane. You can't stop me now from eating your brain. I'm an empress, I got it all. Just as a senpai's ready to fall. Old thoughts, old minds, gonna get an eviction. Got truth in our hearts, all they got is fan fiction. Come on, shake your tail feathers, let your freak flag fly. We can't sleepwalk any longer once we've opened our eyes. Yeah, I am a monstrous. Yeah. 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 I'm gonna shake the leaves out of every tree. I'm gonna make you walk like a zombie. I'm gonna cry all night like a hurricane. You can't stop me now from eating your brain. I'm an empress, I got it all. This is the senpai's ready to fall. Old thoughts, old minds, gonna get an eviction. We got truth in our hearts, all the gods fan fiction. Come on, shake your tail feathers, let your freak flag fly. We can't sleepwalk any longer once we've opened our eyes. Yeah, I am a monster.
yeah, yeah, yeah. I am under stress. Yeah, 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 yeah. I am under stress.
Gosh, I'm blasted away. Whoo! So that's going to be live on Friday, April 13th at the Culch, everybody.
Rocking
out of the studio. Please call us 604-822-2487. You can get tickets to see Sarah Wheeler live playing Monstrous and Kelly Fleming also with all the lovely songs we played so far. I think we played Carrier Hotel and also there's one other.
Me Oh My.
Yes. Thank you. I had to catch my list to figure out what I've played last. But we will take a little musical break. I've got, you know what? I'll mix it up. I've got a group out of Guelph also. They're called, what are they called? Lipstick Kiss. Well, the song is called Lipstick Kiss. I got to figure out the name of this group. But we'll come right back. We'll take a little break. 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM. Here we go. Blood red wine, black lipstick kiss, the pleasure this black lipstick kiss, blood red wine, blue black vein, black fingernail breaks the skin, the pleasure of the pain.
Hello there, and welcome to CITR and Discorder's how-to guide to being your best possible self. Step 1. Pick up a copy of the April issue of Discorder magazine from one of our 100-plus distribution locations. Step 2. Read your copy of Discorder magazine to map out your record store day with Sean Hogan's help. Figure out the steps for getting your own show on CITR 101.9 FM. Get inspired by the youth at the Reel to Reel Film Festival. And find the X's that mark the spots of the closed and closing Vancouver venues with Elijah Teed. Step 3. Check out reviews of live music and comedy shows, albums, podcasts, and books. Step 4. Thank your advertisers. Shout out to your mom, the AMS, the Rio Theater, Blueprint, Timber Concerts, the Rickshaw Theater, Mint Records, the Wise Hall, Art Rock Finale, High Life Records, Caribou Lager, MRG Concerts, the Doxa Documentary Film Festival, the Reel to Reel International Film Festival for Youth, the Cinematheque, the Spring Record Convention, Audio Pile Records, Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, the Verboten Festival. Step 5. Check out discorder.ca for web exclusives and magazine updates. Step 6. Come into the station. Write for Discorder. Get a show. Duh.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Alrighty, 101.9 FM, CITR, this is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with some lovely people. Oh my goodness, and getting live music in studio.
Crazy.
This is so cool. Sarah Wheeler. Whew. I'm blasted away. Monstrous. That's exactly what that song was, too. Oof.
Bedlam.
I love it. I love,
love
it.
Thank
loving
it.
You. Huh. So great. And so we are talking about this lovely event that's happening at The Culch. The address. So what have I got here for the address? 1895 Venable Street, April 13th, Friday, 7:30. You can get free tickets. You're listening now. Give us a quick call at 604. Oops. Whoa, that's loud. Didn't do my levels right. 604-822-2487. Again, 604-822-2487. You too can see Sarah Wheeler and Kelly Fleming live in concert with Silent Martin and Ron
Yamuji.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Slipped my mind. He's not in studio. I'm not looking at him. So I'm like, ooh, what's his name?
Yeah.
Although I've heard a lot about this guy. I got to be at that show. Yep. This is a great musician. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yes. And so, Sarah, we would talk to you more about your music. Now, so what other creative pursuits are you working on with music?
Cool. Actually, in the last little clip there, they were talking about the Doxa Film Festival. Last year, I was part of a film called Aim for the Roses. It was their featured documentary last year. Mm. And I kind of got looped into that because I sang background vocals on a friend of mine's album.
Wow.
And the album was a super... It's like a docudrama about the entire album. The album is about this guy called Ken Carter, who is a Canadian Evel Knievel that tried to jump the St. Lawrence River in a rocket car.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This guy.
So it was this crazy album. A friend of mine, his name is Mark Haney. He's a singular genius, this character. And he just made this entire album with just double bass sounds and then voice actors and singers and stuff.
Nice.
And so Ken Carter was like a real dude, and he talked all, whatever. The songs are all about you know, the attempt to jump the river in this car. So it's basically the whole film is like kind of dream sequences and different like kind of basically music videos. So it was all the instrumentalists and singers that worked on the album ended up being dancers in the film. None of us could freaking dance. It was hilarious. And we were all like decked out in these crazy costumes and like dancing around 1970s yellow Lincoln with wings on it. Like it was the craziest.
What? And did he actually, did this actually happen? Is this a thing? Did he try it? Is
he not alive? Okay. This person is dead.
Okay.
This person is dead.
Okay.
Yeah, but he.
His attempt. Yeah.
There's like Canadian Film Board footage of the original, of all the original stuff. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Can
so
imagine.
Anyway, a friend of ours was like heard about this album and he's like, I got to make this into a film. Mm. And it ended up being the feature film last year at Doxa. And now it's like on the CBC every once in a while. And yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so, great work you've been doing.
Well, you know, it's my dancing skills that got, that got you in. I think. Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Wow.
It's really quite hilarious to see a bunch of musicians that don't dance try and attempt to do choreographed musical sequences.
Oh, yeah. It must have been entertaining, though. Like, that's
beautiful.
Why it made it
a beautiful
so far.
Thing. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and you've been talking about, you know, how queer being queer has affected your artistry and artistic life. You know, do you want to delve into that a little bit?
Yeah, well, I was I was teaching songwriting as part of a queer youth group for a couple of years. And I don't know. I learned a lot, actually. I think I learned more from the people that I was teaching than they learned from me. Like, we would get together and just write songs, like, big room full of people. And it was a free youth group, so anyone could come. And it was all different people of different backgrounds, you had to obviously around the same age group, but all different backgrounds. And some people could play instruments and some people couldn't. So we'd just, you know, just go for it and write a song together. And it was really cool because people would like come together in different ways with like lyrics or somebody knew how to play one particular instrument or somebody knew something else. And we just kind of put it all together. But the experience of that for me was really cool because I got to interact with, you know, growing up in the, you know, back in the day, you know, there was no like, I want to play hockey.
Right.
There was no female hockey. I had to play with the boys. I wanted to play baseball. There was no girls team that played hardball, so I had to play with the boys. And there was this whole, you know, the other parents on the other teams would give you like crappy looks when you're in the change room and all that.
Yeah.
And now it was just like, it's totally different now.
Yeah.
And I got to hang out with all this youth that were like, you know, it really enlightened me and made me feel like, things have moved forward since then.
Definitely.
And like, there's so much out there now. So many opportunities to connect with other queer people and, like, I don't know, just come together and feel good and proud about yourself.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, I don't know, back in the day it was it was a totally different scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's cool for different people in the queer community in different age ranges to interact with each other because everybody updates each other's, you know, politics and it's an opportunity to have conversations and like think about there's all different ways to look at this, you know,
different point of views you name it. You're right. That's eye-opening. I'm glad that you have that perspective. You know, not everybody does.
It was really cool for me.
Yeah.
And I met some really amazing people.
Ooh, being a teacher, being able to facilitate like that—that's a powerful position.
Yeah, teaching really. I do a lot of teaching. I taught in I think we were just chatting in the break. We were talking about like Wentworth and Orange Is the New Black and stuff.
Exciting.
And we're fans.
Right.
I just maybe think like I also taught in a women's prison. Taught music, rock band in a women's prison as well. And it's, you know, in those kinds of settings, like, teaching has really, like, affected my musical life, because I really see the power of music in those settings. Like, we were talking about, you know, like, in this particular songwriting group, there's, like, you know, there's gang politics in the prisons.
Right.
And for this particular songwriting group, you know, people would just forego those rules and kind of come together and play music in the prison. And it you know, it's just another example of how powerful music is for positivity.
Bringing it all together. Just for the love of music. That's just, I think that's a great message, and I'm glad the prison was able to, you know, shirk their laws for a little bit there, just to let people play together.
Well, I think it's just like interpersonal dynamics in the prison between the women and stuff.
Right.
And it was a small glimpse into a totally different world.
Wow.
Yeah.
Super. Oh, that's so super interesting.
But I also met some amazing people, and it was not what I expected either. It was I think we were talking about this as well. Like, a lot of the people that work in that system are super positive, and the people that were in the prison were like amazing, like huggers. Like, they were like the most. They were so the most appreciative people I've ever taught. Like, so stoked that we were there, and like big hugs afterwards, and like it was not the experience that I expected. And I think that, you know, lots of times as a queer person, you know, you can go to different situations. Like, you can find yourself at like a, you know, a frat boy wedding or whatever, and you think that like you're never gonna find anyone there to connect with, and then you end up like realizing that like that's your judgment on people. Like, people are all the same, and you can connect with anyone. And I think it's just like that experience in the prison made me realize, like, wow, we can always find some kind of common ground.
People, you know, transcend their biases and just come together when music is involved.
That kind of shit really turns me on. That kind of stuff, man.
I know. That's what drives me as well. Just seeing the looks on people's faces. It's just transformative, right? Yeah. Like, you see it.
Totally. It's like you're doing an awesome thing here,
thank
man.
Thank you. Wow.
So cool. Thanks for having us.
Oh, I'm so happy that you're here. And please, Sarah Wheeler, let people know how they can get a hold of you online.
That's probably a good idea. Cool. Yeah, I have a website, sarahwheeler.com. It's Sarah with an H and Wheeler. Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Nice.
Anyway,
simple.
And on Facebook at Sarah Wheeler and the Campfire Synthesizers. And yeah, I'm pretty old school. Just give me an email and sign up for my mailing list, and I'll let you know what's going on.
Yep. Brand new music always and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Live on stage in the city. Oh, this Friday. Yeah, oh my gosh. Gonna be lighting it up.
Yeah.
Super excited. Oh, well, and I have some music to play out too. Now, is this a new song that you have? This brand new, I'm not sure you shared it with me, but
Champion.
Yes, yeah, Champion.
Yeah, this is a new song. This is also a new song. Okay. This is not on an album yet, but I made a little very quirky video with some odd puppetry and such. And it's
okay. I got you.
Anyway, it's a brand new song, and it's kind of delving into the electronic side of things for me. I'm super into electronic music lately, keyboards and quirky drum machines and stuff. So,
And your voice. There we go.
Boom.
Here we go. All right. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with Sarah Wheeler and Kelly Fleming. Here we go.
Strong. old news now. I've forgotten how. And I bow to the machine now.
Listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
We're back. Hello. 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. We're just having a great old time in the studio right now. Enjoying.
I've woken up.
Yeah, it's that time, right? Perfect time to wake up. Show's nearly over. We got 20 minutes, so we're done. Such a great time in the studio with you all,
so
too. We were just playing some Kelly Fleming too. Mm-hmm. Did you want to introduce, but now we kind of outroduce
the song.
Sure, that was the lead off song off my latest record. Mm. Record's called No Static, and the song's called Ecologic, yes. Co-written with Ron Yamauchi, and it was the first song we wrote together.
Ooh, okay.
And crazy, but it came together in 20 minutes.
What?
We got together at my place. He was playing this Rhodes keyboard that I had at my place at that time. And I trotted out this poem and we're like, on the page I write. And
wow. Yeah. Holy.
And we knew. It's like, magic. Wow, we have chemistry. Let's mm-hmm. keep doing this.
Aww.
So it was kind of magic.
Wow.
Yeah, and the song was... I wrote it on the bus, actually, on my commute out here to UBC. I work at UBC.
Nice.
And it was about just being locked in a system, kind of the 9-to-5, and just looking at all the faces around me and all of us, you know, commuting, going from one point to the other, and not really connecting. Everybody connected to their devices.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Mm. Nostalgic, though. You're talking about coming out to UBC.
Yeah.
While writing this song.
Yeah.
Hmm, interesting. Oh, yes. Super cool.
Yeah.
Wow. So, again, we have this show coming up. We're talking to people, letting them know about it, making sure we have a lovely gathering. 1895 Venable Street, Friday, April 13th, 7:30 at the Kulch.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Oh, don't you just love that? Ominous.
Yeah.
It won't be smoky outside or misty or...
It'll be smoky in the theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll
smoky,
some
voices.
Smoky voices.
Oh,
smoky voices. We'll have some fog.
I'm hoping there'll be some lasers, man.
Right.
Yeah, we can work on
like your
lasers.
Video, yeah. Hey? Lasers. Yeah, laser effects, lighting.
Yeah.
Some cool. Do you have any specifics in your lighting, Sarah? Some of your stuff?
You know, I'm open.
Okay.
Yeah.
You let them go wild if there's lighting experts
open,
in the back?
Free.
Okay.
Yeah.
No lasers in the eyes, though, while you're trying to play your guitar.
No lasers in the eyes, though.
Right?
No.
Don't do that.
Jeez.
You have to be a professional here, people.
Exactly.
I love it. But yeah, I'm excited for y'all. And this show is amazing and well curated. Good job.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having us on the show, too.
Yeah.
It's been amazing. And yeah, come join us on the 13th.
Yes, I'm free, so the Kulch is just around the corner from my place.
Awesome.
So just walk on over.
Awesome. And they've changed their liquor license, so you can now actually take your or tasty drinks into the theater with you.
Okay.
When you say tasty, yeah, what do you mean, Kelly?
Well, it could be a lemonade,
right? Or your lovely red wine. You know, you name it. Lovely. Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah, so come have a drink with us.
Yeah.
Before the show, after the show.
Yeah, I'm
really... the show.
Oh, definitely. I will be enjoying and my ears will be happy.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, I'm really excited for you all. And I'm hoping we have some lovely listeners that come through to enjoy as well in your great music. So, yeah, mm-hmm. this is awesome. I think I had one more question for Sarah. Did you have any advice for aspiring songwriters and singer-songwriters that are, you know, queer and thinking about coming out and playing music?
Yeah, right? Yeah. I think the most important thing is, with regard to songwriting in particular, is to really just follow your own, like, not worry about what other people are doing,
right?
And follow your own, listen to what, you know, your kind of inner voice tells you. That sounds super corn dog, doesn't it? But you know, like I just important. Like I mentioned earlier, I went through this cancer treatment over the last little bit, and one of the things that I got out of that was super positive. Like, people don't think cancer are positive experiences, but one of the main things that I got out of that for me was like just being yourself.
Right.
It sounds corny and it sounds simple, but actually it's super tricky, and it takes a long time to be comfortable with yourself. And I think that when you are comfortable with yourself, things just happen for you. And that's been my experience over the last year or so since I've been back in action. It's just so, I don't know. I decided for myself that I was just like, I'm not going to do things to please other people anymore. I'm going to make myself happy, because I realized, like, you know, I was super young when I got cancer, and I was so surprising, and I just like never really thought, like, I was like, oh, you know, my grandparents lived till they're like, you know, in their late 90s, and I never really, didn't really cross my mind that, you know, life is fleeting, and we have to enjoy it and live it up. And part of that is just leaving behind all the things that you think you need to do for the benefit of others, because it doesn't really benefit anyone in the end.
Right.
When you're actually your true self and you're all of yourself all the time, then it just makes you happy. And that is that's our natural state.
Mm.
And that's what, you know, you were talking about a butterfly effect. That's what causes other cool shit to happen in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're super happy with yourself and in and of yourself, then that goes out to other people. You know, when I'm teaching, if I'm unhappy and I'm teaching a little kid, they can tell, like, you know, so if you can, you know, it's your responsibility to make yourself happy and have a great time.
Yes.
Put it out there.
Totally. Yeah. You know?
And I think that's really a huge, I think being queer really actually helped me with going through cancer, because...
What? Wow.
Because cancer is a weird thing. People don't want to talk about it. It's a terrifying word. And now, and I mean, I started off the process like passing out with fear from going to the doctor's office for getting like a skin tag removed.
Wow.
You know, like,
wow.
And by the end, now I'm like chit-chatting on the radio about it. Right. You know, like, but there's like, there's a lot of positive. I had so many positive experiences. Like, you know, I realized, like, when you're like, the queer experience for me, I realized, like, if I'm upfront about who I am wherever I am, then I always feel comfortable within myself. If I try and hide anything about myself, then I feel uncomfortable. And that same thing carried me through the cancer experience, because people are afraid to talk about it. Do you want to chat about it? And it's just like, yeah, I'm cool with chatting about it. I had like 100,000 chats about it. It was like, it enveloped my entire life for a couple of years, and I got, you know, good at chatting about it, just like mm-hmm. with the same skill applies to being queer, I think.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. like you come out a zillion times during mm-hmm. the day to other people. So, like, now it's just like we were talking about earlier, like, we're, you know, these things bring people together. Mm-hmm. And my experience in the, you know, with the actual cancer treatment, when you're in a cancer ward, other people that you come across are like, it's like summer camp. Like, wow. People are like, right away they connect. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the queer community. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you're on a walk on the seawall and you see somebody else that you know is going through treatment, and you guys have like a little eye to eye or whatever, you know, like, give her, you know? And people will have really, really personal conversations, like, right off the bat. That happened to me so many times there. Or, like, if you're having your first appointment for something, other people can tell by your body language, and they'll come up and sit next to you and be like, hey, how's it going? And that is just like, so yeah, so many positive things came out of that. And I think, like, being queer helped me with all of those mm-hmm. things. And, yeah. and I think, like, you know, sometimes a negative can actually be a positive that you don't expect.
Right. Definitely. Yeah, like you were saying, too, people are connected. The word cancer, even though it is scary, they know somebody who
everybody
is touched
does.
By it. Yes, everybody does. So they're all touched by it. They, you know, they want to help however they can.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's such a far reach that the word cancer gets to. Right?
And I had such a beautiful experience. Like, almost pretty much everyone I knew since freaking kindergarten connected with me online and, like, sent me love.
Wow. Okay.
And that was, like, hugely powerful. Like, that was, you know, that really buoyed me up through that. Because it's, mm-hmm. you know, I'm, you know, talking about the positives, but it's a shit show.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
But that love from all those people, it's powerful. And mm-hmm. that's the power of social media.
Right.
That, you know, we're like, social media, whatever. Always, yeah. But there is an amazing side to it.
Mm.
And I think the other thing that I really got out of it is, in this time period where there's all this crap that's going on mm-hmm. in the world, I think that we can get scared about, like, the dark side right. of humanity out there. But my experience has been the exact opposite. I think that most people are awesome, and that's what we have to remember. Mm-hmm. We have to remember that, like, most people are good.
Yes.
And we need to freaking come together, mm-hmm. live it up, yeah. and, you know, we can overcome anything.
Definitely. And, yeah, the power of love. Oh, my gosh. There was a great song, the power of love. So, you
this
know.
This is the power of love.
I'm just gonna... It really breaks into song. It just brings everybody together, you know.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you're listening to 101.9 FM, Queer FM. You got us on your radio dial. We're here weekly every Tuesday, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. And, again, we've got tickets. If you want to get the last call in, 604-822-2487. We've got tickets for Kelly Fleming and Sarah Wheeler, who are in studio right now, and also Silent Martin, who will also be on stage. And did you want to tell us the others that will be there as well? I think I'm missing somebody.
Ron Yamauchi.
Oh, yes. Okay, Ron. Yeah. He's the only one?
Yeah.
Okay. I think so.
Yeah.
That's
all of us. It's the six of us.
Yes. Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be a wonderful crowd. Yes. Great musicians. So, come
Very
on
Very talented folks, I have to say. It'll be an honor to play with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
What a beauty. Right? At the Culch. Again, what is the address now? 1895 Venable Street in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Very simple to find.
Just off Commercial Drive.
Yes. Yes.
Between Commercial and Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Yes, lovely venue. And I love to hear about the new liquor exchange policy the new policies.
License, yes. Yeah. Beverages in the theater is okay,
that's new.
It's great for music. Yeah. The Culch is trying to do more music, which is great. They've been very focused on theater and stuff for the last last decade or so, but they're bringing in more musical concerts, which is...
That's wonderful, because they've got a great stage for that.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Well, and I have some more music by Kelly Fleming as well, Sleeping Beauty. How do you feel about this one?
Oh, good.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
It's a fun song.
A fun song? Okay.
Yeah. Ron wrote this one.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah. So I was not inside his brain when he wrote it.
Right.
I'd stepped out for a moment, so I can't tell you what he was thinking. But
right.
My interpretation of it and singing it is it's a bit of a love song.
Okay.
And it's about just seizing the moment. Like, the chorus is wake up, time to wake up. So, like, wake up and embrace life.
Okay, wow. Yeah. I love that message. All right, here we go.
Oh, okay.
Yes, exactly what we were talking about.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. So nice synchronicity there.
Yeah, please. I love that. Here we go. 101.9 FM, CITR, you're listening to Queer FM.
Always time for half measures when you're who.
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. Oh, wow. What a great show. I'm super ecstatic. This has just been a great time. And Sarah Wheeler's with us with the old grandfather guitar.
Hello.
Pick up your specs and
woo!
I love it.
Yeah, you were interested in playing a little ditty for us.
Sure,
again, another ditty?
Sure. Oh. This one's called Open Up Your Heart. Step into the sun. Step out of the shadows and be who you are. Everybody's got something that really matters. Use this life for love. We only got one shot out of this bed. All you gotta do is open up your heart. Open up your heart. Whoa.